Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, if you've never heard of a wonderful part of our community known as Manor House, I want you to pay close attention to this program. Because this group from this tiny little church, Mount Prospect Baptist Church there on Findlay Road, is doing God's work in our community. And today, Harold Albert is with us today. He's one of the founding members of Manor House. And we're going to talk about what has started out as something tiny that has grown into something quite big, serving an awful lot of people in our community. Okay, Harold, tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Okay. My name is Harold Albert. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, home of the Cajuns. And I went to school at Southern University, got my civil engineering degree there in 1970. Went to work for John Deere in a place called Waterloo, Iowa, one of the coldest places you ever want to be in the wintertime, where you get 1 month where its temperature stays below zero for the whole 30 days.
Ooh, so, not my place. Yeah. No.
And from there, I went to work for another company, Ohio, and then Michigan, and started my own company in Indiana, Indianapolis. From there, I decided, okay, it's time for me to get out of this cold climate and move to someplace a little bit warmer. Wife and I, we decided we're going to move up to the Charlotte area, came up, looked around, and ended up deciding we're going to live in South Carolina. So we've been here in South Carolina for 18 years in Tiga K. And long story short, we love it here.
What's not to love, right?
Yes. Yeah. The weather's nice, but a lot of people complain when they get a little cold weather, but try living up in the cold climate for a while.
That's for sure. So you came here 18 years ago. You live in Tiga K. Yeah. You have been part of Mount Prospect. How did that all happen?
Okay. We came here and we were looking for a church, and so happened my wife and I, we like to walk. And Tiga K have a trail. So she met one of the pastor's wives on a trail, and she said, well, come on over to our church. So we did, and we've been there ever since. So we started that church back in 2008 is when we started going to that church on a regular basis. Mount Prospect Baptist Church on Black Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Right at the corner of Black Street and Findlay Road. You cannot miss it.
Yep.
Okay, so one of the outreach programs that you have is a wonderful mission called Manor House. Now, how did that all start?
Okay, the Manor House actually started out in as a food ministry in Mount Prospect Baptist Church. And before then, it was a closing ministry, which was started in 2006. And what they did, they would have everybody would bring used clothes, give to the people that need coats and some extra clothes. And this was in an old one-story building across the street from Mount Prospect Baptist Church. So one day, we was passing out the clothes, and somebody said, we're hungry. You have any food? So we turned around and looked at each other, wife and I and Gloria. And Gloria Robinson, she is one of the members of the board of directors for the Manor House. Mm-hmm. Her mother is actually the one that was started the closing ministry there at Mount Prospect Baptist Church. So we decided, okay, we're going to go out and try to get some people to get some food. So we went out and we bought, you know, potted meat, Vienna sausage, stuff in the cans, soup. And from that, we started giving away 8 items.
They have it.
Eight items. And we put it in a little bag, and you get eight items, eight canned goods. That's all you would get. So we started there, maybe 12, 13 people started for a week. We were doing that every week. And we then had a little corner of the building where the clothing ministry were, and that room was probably 1,000 square feet or less. No, it wasn't even 1,000, probably 400 square feet, just a little room. So after we started growing and growing and growing, we started getting more people coming by to look for food. So eventually what happened is we curtailed the clothing ministry, and then we started the food ministry. And the food ministry, then we moved into the basement of Mount Prospect Baptist Church and Fellowship Hall. And that number then went from 13 people, then we went up to 20 to 30 bodies, people that need food. And then we, from there, went up to like 75 people. And so we got together and we said, okay, this is great. We got to do something different because the food ministry at the church basement couldn't handle everybody. When we started out serving in the church basement, so we decided we're going to do it like we do in a grocery store. Have people come inside the fellowship hall. We had everything set up. We had the meats. We had the produce. We had the sweets. We had the canned goods. And everybody can walk through and pick items on what they needed. And when we got to a point where we said, okay, now we started really getting big. Now we're up to 150 people. And so a lady by the name of Sandra Evans, and God rest her soul, she passed away this past Tuesday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And she started to say, you know, we can do something a little different. And she said, well, what do you think about us doing a food ministry going after 501c3 because the budget was going to get big? And to serve that many people, we need to get a little bigger. So in 2015, we decided we're going to go out and do incorporate and get a 501c3. And that led us to partner with Second Harvest Food Bank. Then we Food Lion, and we get food from Walmart, Public, and Sam's Club. So with that, we say, okay, now we got to move on. We got to find a bigger building to house all these people that we're going to start serving. So we decided, first ARP found out about what we were doing, and they wanted to partner with Mount Prospect Baptist Church to help out serving the community. So we did. And from there, we end up in 2015, got incorporated 501c3. 2017, we end up finding a building, which is the Pathway facility. In the Pathway facility, we thought we were going to use maybe 2,000 square feet of space, right?
Wrong.
Yeah, from there. So now we're at Pathway, and we try to fit everything in a little 2,000 square feet. It wasn't going to work. So we ended up saying, okay, we ended up getting 6,000 square feet from Pathway. We were hoping to continue to do what we was doing, have people come inside the building, do the grocery shopping, like going to the supermarket. But then the pandemic hit.
Oh, yeah, that changed everything.
When the pandemic hit, we had secured a place at Pathway. We're getting ready to go. Pandemic said we can't get everybody into the close place. So the three of us, who happen to be Sandra Evans, myself, and Bill Scales, put our heads together and said, well, how can we serve these people a little better? We don't want to give up this ministry. So we decided, well, we saw this thing on TV where people was going to get the COVID test was in a line in the cars. We said, aha, that's what we'll do.
A civil engineer came out of you.
So we end up starting this, or serving people, putting food in a bag, and we were still serving a basic nutritious food. We had the meats, we had the vegetables, we had the fruits, we had the milk, we had water, we had everything that a family would need. So we had to get volunteers to man all this. So we said, okay, what are we going to do? That sounds great, but we got to get people to do this. So we ended up calling on people from the Mount Prospect Baptist Church, First ARP, and whoever else that wanted to volunteer to come out and do it. So the numbers in 2017, we started actually 2018 with the cars. And if you pass on Cherry Road, you see cars that's wrapped around this building and coming on the street almost. And so now we're up to 200 people, right? Oh, we thought that was a lot of people. So we get to 200 people, the number then grew to 300. Now the number grew to 400. And now we are serving anywhere between the 400 to 500 families every Saturday at this location.
My God.
We don't turn away anybody. We started out where, when we partnered with Second Harvest, we just had York County. Then, up 3 years ago, then they said, okay, it's hungry. People is hungry everywhere. So they said, anybody that lives in the state of South Carolina. So we get people from Chester County, we get Lancaster County, any place that's close by where people can come up. We turn away nobody, because everybody needs to eat and everybody's hungry.
All right, I got a couple questions here. I remember when you all invited some of us to come down to Mount Prospect Church to see what you were doing, that the people who came in to shop inside of Mount Prospect, you sat them down and you had a check-in sheet,
right,
where they had to put their name and their address and whatever else information you gathered.
Yeah.
And that was a way for you to make sure you knew who you were dealing with.
Yep.
Now, do you still do that?
We still do that.
All right.
Because one of the main reasons for it is, like, if someone come in and we service them at 8 o'clock, we don't want that same person to come back and serve and get service again at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Okay?
You don't want any double dippers.
No double dipper.
Gotcha.
And besides, we also do, is a federal program there that we get the food from the Second Harvest. And it's called Emergency Food Service out of Second Harvest. And they're in South Carolina, North Carolina. They serve the metro area, whether it's South Carolina or North Carolina.
All right. To get all this food, now, what you get from the grocery stores, like from Harris Teeter or Publix or whoever it is, they donate that to you. This is food that
that's donated.
They're pulling off the shelves and they give it to you. Okay, great. Now, when you deal with Second Harvest, that's food you have to purchase. Is that correct?
Yes, most of the food we have to purchase from them. Right. Yeah.
So where are the dollars coming from to do that?
Okay, right now on our main, when we started, we had a lot of grants coming in, and then we had people donating. Individuals donating money, their dollars, and then we end up with Mount Prospect was our biggest donor on a continuous basis. Okay, right now we operate on a budget of about $5,000 a month.
You're able to do all this for $5,000 a month. Woo!
Yep,
that's amazing. So,
and the reason for that is nobody get paid. There are no salaries in this business. This is all volunteers, all right? So nobody get paid, and that's how we're able to do what we're doing.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
That's wonderful. So the $5,000 a month, that's coming from the church and from individual donations.
Yep.
You still getting any grant money?
We are applying for grants constantly. But so right now with the way the situation is in this community is grants, people are a little bit guarding their money a little closely to the chest right now. Okay. So we're constantly asking people for donations. We are writing grants, asking for extra help. What we would like to have right now, we'd like to partner with somebody that we can have a constant, continuous stream of money coming in every month, that our budget is being met every month. Right now, we are with just Mount Prospect Baptist Church contributing their portion of it. We end up with shortfall anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 every month.
Okay.
So we need that extra help to make this ministry continue. Because right now, let's face it, in this 14% of the population, you know, need help. They're hungry. Okay? 14%. And right now, if we do 500 families every week, that's 2,000.
Each month.
Yeah.
And that's a drop in the bucket.
Yep. So we want to continue this and continue it on. And we have people that have actually come up to us and said, if it wasn't for the manor house, we don't know how we would make it. You know, that money that they would have to pay for rent, they would have to buy food. They couldn't pay their rent. It's just hard for people to continue for the struggle that they're going through right now. We've had one person come up to us and said, look, guys, do not stop doing what you're doing, because without you guys, we don't know what we're going to do.
And you're feeding them on the weekend. During the week, they're getting help from Hope over there on Oakland Avenue.
Yeah.
And I mean, the two of you together are feeding an awful lot of people,
You know, we are not only, you know, we feed families, but we also feed, we make a special bag just for the homeless.
And these are onesies that walk through?
Yes.
Okay.
We started at the, on Pathway, we had 15 homeless would come through. Now that number is up to 100.
Yeah. Well, you can see the homeless population is growing. We all know this.
Yep.
Our population as a county is growing. We're now over 300,000 people. And that percentage who are homeless is going to grow right with it. It's just the way it is. We got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, Harold, here's what we're going to do. See the white letters here? We're going to say them all together at the count of three, because that's what we do here at Substation 2, and you know it because you just ate a great big number 19. Fresh subs and salads, we do them 6 days a week. How we do them at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited-time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Harold Albert is with us today from the Mount Prospect Baptist Church. They are the founders of Manor House, which has been a part of our community, good Lord, plus 10 years, easily. They've been a 501c3 since 2015. Which is something they did in partnership with First ARP Church. And that's how I think the community got more exposure to what the need was in this community. And as Harold, you got to go back and listen to the first part of this show, because they started off with a handful of people who needed food. And now that's morphed into 500 families, average, every Saturday that they're feeding. And those boxes of groceries that you're putting in everybody's car, they've got to be worth, what, $150, $200?
At least $200.
Yeah, by today's standards.
Yeah.
And so they operate, I mean, they have no paid staff. This is all volunteers. Are they primarily from Mount Prospect, the volunteers?
Mostly, yeah.
And you've got to see what they have to do during the course of the week.
Yep.
They got 6,000 square feet over Pathways. And every time I get to go through Pathways, you walk back to where the Manor House is, and you got pallets and pallets and pallets of food. So somebody has to bring that food in, arrange it, however you're going to arrange it, and then somebody has to figure out, okay, what are we going to put in each one of the boxes this week? Is that how that works?
That's it.
So how many people does it take to do this during the course of a week?
Let me give you a little breakdown on what happened every day.
Okay. Okay, go.
On Monday morning at 7:30, between 5:30 and 7:30, there's a crew of about eight to nine bodies filled in 400 bags.
Good Lord.
Okay. And when I say bags, we're not talking little small bags. We're talking grocery bags.
Okay. So
they fill those 400 bags, and on also on Monday, there's an individual. She goes to Food Line, pick up food at Food Line there for us. Then on Tuesday, normally we'll go to a Second Harvest, rent a truck, go down to Second Harvest, get food from Second Harvest. We get 8 pallets of food from Second Harvest. Then we come, and then we come back, and that's involved another 8-10 people. some of the same ones over again. And we restocked the shelves on Tuesdays. Then on Wednesday, same individual go around to another food line or whatever, pick up additional food. Thursday, repeats itself again. Then on Friday, we get a big truck from Second Harvest that went around to Walmart, Sam's Club, Publix, and Target. And they bring that, and that truck maybe have sometimes as many as 20 pallets of food on it.
My gosh.
And we spend on Fridays, we have somewhere between 15 to 20 volunteers sorting the food, putting it on the shelves, getting ready for Saturday, setting the shopping carts up for Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Jeez.
Then on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, we get volunteers because people found out what we do on Saturday mornings. We can get a lot of volunteers on Saturday. So some of the volunteers come from some of the fraternities, sororities, Winthrop, Church of the Latter-day Saints, and a few other churches around the area. That they will come out and help on Saturdays if they're in. And Thanksgiving time, when we have our big turkey giveaway, there's people coming from volunteers. They'll come in from Gaston, Gastonia, everywhere just to help.
Well, it's a wonderful ministry. But right now, the biggest pressing need you have is money.
Is money.
Because, as you say, people are just kind of a little tight with their money right now and they're holding back.
Yep.
And you operate all this. It's incredible. You're feeding 500 families on average a week. That's 2,000 families a month. And you're doing it for $5,000. And that, yeah. I mean, that's amazing. That is amazing. So how can people get to you to donate some money? I mean, how do they do it? Do you have a website anywhere?
Okay. You can go to the website called the Manor House Pantry.
Manor House Pantry.
Yep. On the Manor House Pantry, you click on that website and it tell you how you can donate, how you can volunteer. You can see some of our history, the photos.
Good.
We're constantly updating that website.
So is it manorhousepantry.com or .org?
.org.
.org. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, now, you talked about you need about $3,000 a month right now. That's
right.
A shortfall you're facing. Wouldn't it be interesting if you could get, let's just say, 10 churches. 10 churches. Each throw in $300 a month. And watch what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe get them involved. Because I'm sure you could use more volunteers.
Yes, yes, yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Have you thought about reaching out to other churches?
We're in the process of reaching out to churches. But I'm sure church here in this broadcast, I'd like to challenge at least 10 of these churches to contact us and contribute to what we're doing.
Well, manorhousepantry.org is the website.
Yep.
And it's pretty simple. I mean, if you want to see something that's absolutely beyond belief until you've seen it, just go to Pathways on a Saturday morning starting at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and watch the cars that are wrapped around Pathways running through the back end of Manor House, picking up their food, and 500 families every weekend. It's amazing what you all have done. You should be very proud of yourselves, and you're doing great work. Thank you for being here, Harold.
Okay.
Keep us posted on this. If we can help you out anymore, you let us know.
Okay? Thanks for having me.
All right.
Okay.
ManorHousePantry.org is the website, ManorHousePantry.org. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxer with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Speaking of food, fresh subs and salads, they do it 6 days a week. Here at Substation 2, how we do it is in the white letters, and even you can participate standing there in line, right? Okay, here we go. At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right. Next time you're back here, you got to participate. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.